It's a great joy and privilege to be here in this church, and I'm very much glad and to see Pastor Mike and all of you here. Really happy this morning, you know. What Pastor Mike was speaking, like, I was very much excited and very much humbled for that. Like, obedience is better than sacrifice. And also he spoke something like, I'm very much happy with that word. Humility is simply agreement with God. Humility is simply agreement with God. And like, accepting the words of God is the, like, sense of humility. It was really touching my heart, you know. The same topic I was trying to deal with, and he spoke that, so I'm very happy. So I don't have much time to share with, but there are some slides also to be seen. Yeah, thank you so much, Pastor. And we'll just see, like, look on Luke chapter 5 verse 4. We can see, like, from 5. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. So, like, here we see, like, Peter is responding Jesus Christ. Peter is humbling himself towards Christ. Peter, if we think about Peter, he was like an old man, you know, elder than Jesus Christ in respect of age and all. He was like a very strong-hearted man, we know that. But here, like, when Jesus asked him to let down his net a little deeper in the right side, he was happy. He agreed with Jesus. He accepted the word of Jesus Christ. Here he is saying, Master, Master. The word Master, it is like a Greek word. It's like the meaning Master is like, my Lord, my God, the Savior of my life. He's just very much humbling himself towards Jesus Christ. He could have said that, who are you? I am an experienced man. I have been doing, I have been catching fish, I have been fishing. He could have said that, but he's respecting, he's just humbling himself towards Jesus Christ. He said, Master, my God, my Lord, my Savior, he's saying. He just submitted himself towards Jesus Christ. He acknowledged Jesus as his Master, as his Lord, as his Savior, as his, like, God. That's the thing. He understood Jesus, that Jesus is his Master, his Lord. The key of success is that we have to understand the Lord Jesus Christ fully. We must understand Jesus profoundly, in a deeper manner. Then only we can be successful in our Christian life. He understood Jesus and said, Master, Master, my God, you are my Lord. He understood that. He didn't refuse Jesus. He didn't, like, say no to Jesus. But he accepted. He said, Master. And then the second thing, we see, like, first point, that he acknowledged Jesus as his Lord, as his Master, as his God, as his Savior. And the second thing is here in the same verse, 5, at thy word I will let down my net. At thy word, it is like the obedience. Pastor Mike was saying the same thing, like, obedient is better than sacrificed. 1 Samuel 15, 22 and 23, you spoke. I was just thinking about that, and the same topic came today. Yesterday I was thinking the same thing, and Pastor Scheller was sharing the same thing. It is like almost matching, you know, everywhere. So I praise God for all the words he's giving me and encouraging me, you know. At thy word, I will let down the net. It's like the obedience, the obedient mentality of Peter. He is obeying the words of Jesus Christ. He's obeying the Rhema, the spoken word of Jesus Christ. We have to obey the word of God. The Bible says we must obey the word of God. The word of God, Jesus Christ, is the living word of God. We know that. And the Bible is the written word of God. I think 2 Peter 3:16 says all the scripture is God-breathed. It is came from God. It is inspired by God. So it is the written word is the Bible. We have to obey what is written here. So, and we have to obey the living word, Jesus Christ, the Logos. And then we have to obey the Rhema, what is spoken by Jesus Christ. So obedience is better than sacrifice, what Pastor Mike said. He is obeying here, and he said, at thy word I will let down my net. He is not saying, no, I have already toiled hard all night, and I am most experienced man. Who are you to instruct me? He could have said that, but he is humbling, he is accepting the words of Jesus Christ. In order to be successful in Christian life, we have to obey. We have to accept the words of Jesus Christ. We have to practice the words of Jesus Christ. That's what like we see here, like in the book of Joshua 1:8. Obey the words of God and you will be successful. We have to obey. The only word success is used in Joshua 1:8, only one time. So if we obey and practice the word of God, then we will definitely success in our works, in our jobs, in our studies, in our schools, whatever we do. So he is obeying Peter. And then we know that verse 6, how much fish came into his net. You know, the obedience brought a kind of success to his life. He was surprised because he toiled all night but caught nothing. But now, with the word of Jesus Christ as he's working forward, God blessed him. Jesus blessed him, and he saw the miracle of Jesus Christ. And then, verse 7, and they beckoned unto their partners which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. But Peter is signaling, giving a kind of signal to his friends, colleagues, those who are working, toiling hard with him. He's just signaling, come down, I have already caught lots of fish, so you come and help me and we will share the portion. It's like the cooperative mentality, a kind of cooperation, you know. In Christian life, we must be having cooperation. If we don't have the cooperation, we cannot grow, you know. And if there is a weaker believer, what Pastor was saying, that we have to help him, we have to encourage him, we have to teach him, we have to guide him, you know. If somebody is falling down, then we have to help him to stand, you know. If somebody is sick, dying on the bed, we have to help him. That is the Christian life. That's what Jesus Christ did in his ministry. So we have to be having the cooperative mentality towards each other. That's what God expects and Jesus wants from every one of us. So here we see like he's signaling, he's calling his other friends to come down and help him. Peter is not showing the selfish mentality that I got the fish, so I'll take it and I'll sell it and the money I'll get, I'll just enjoy, I'll keep some money in the bank. He's not thinking in that way. He's calling his friends, those who were with him. They all were like toiling hard, you know. He understood his friends like tiredness and how much hard they worked. He's calling them, come down, we will share the portions. It's like we see here the cooperative mentality of Peter. So until we have the cooperative mentality, we can't grow, you know. We can't be success in our Christian lives. There must be cooperation each other. We are the Christians, the children of God. We are bought with the precious and the valuable price of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ. And we should be having that mentality, what Peter had. And then we will just see some more things like here in the book of Hebrews 10, 24 and 25 says like, don't forget to do good to one another. Don't forget. It's like Paul is instructing that don't forget to do like cooperate one another. It's better to join hands together in order to glorify the name of the Lord and in order to proceed in our way of success. So, and also Hebrews 13:16 says like, but to do good and to communicate, forget not. So we must be cooperating each other. If we want to be success, then we must cooperate one another. That's what Peter is doing with his colleagues, with his friends. And we will see like the fourth point here in this like verse 8. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. Depart from me. He's confessing his sins towards Jesus Christ, because Jesus is a forgiving God. He can forgive. So he understood that, and he is submitting himself. He is confessing his sins. Lord, I am a sinful man. You depart from me. You see the humbleness, how much humiliation Peter had, you know, towards Jesus Christ. He's saying, Lord, depart from me. I am a sinful man. Unless we confess our sins, we cannot grow in our Christian lives and in our ways, you know. 1 John 1:9 says like, if we confess our sins, He is faithful God. He is like just God to forgive all our sins. He is faithful God if we confess. Confess, the word confess in Greek, homologio. Homologio means like immediate agreement with the Holy Spirit. Immediately we have to agree with the Holy Spirit. If we have committed some mistakes, knowingly or unknowingly, we did something wrong, then we must submit to the Lord. We must immediately agree with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is with us. The Holy Spirit convicts us of our sins. That's what I am doing. You might be not knowing what I am doing. You might have no idea what I am doing and what I think. But the Holy Spirit who is with us, He understands. So immediately we have to agree. If the Holy Spirit is convicting us that you did this mistake or this sin, so we have to agree with the Holy Spirit. That is called homologio in Greek. So immediate agreement with the Holy Spirit is needed. If we confess our sins, then God will bless us, you know. Sometimes we try to hide all our iniquities, all our sins. That's why we are not able to grow, you know. So we have to confess it towards Jesus. Peter said, Lord, I am a sinful man. So please depart from me. He just confessed his sins. He is a sinner that he confessed. Today people are not ready to confess, you know. Day before yesterday I was on the outreach. I was just passing out the gospel tracts. People are not ready. Jesus loves you. Who told Jesus to love me? Somebody told me. So I was surprised. Like, I never thought like in America will be like So, and also in India, in Orissa, I was just preaching one day and I told somebody that Jesus died for you. Who told him to die for me, he told. So I was really surprised, and people sometimes they are not ready to accept the words, you know. They are not ready to confess that they are sinners. If we say sometimes like, you are a sinner, they try to slap us, you know. In Orissa, it happened many times to me and to my friends, those who work with me. We go for outreach on Thursday. So when we say that, they get angry, the Hindu people. We are not sinners, they say. But until unless we confess our sins, like we cannot be blessed and success in our lives, you know. That's what Peter is doing here. The fifth point we will see and finish. Verse 11. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. They forsook all and followed him. when Peter was like Matthew was called, when he was in a tax collecting office, he was called Matthew 9:9. When Jesus called him, Matthew, come. Actually, his name was like, if we see Luke 5:27, his name is Levi. He's from a Levi background. Actually, he's from a priestly background, but he was not saved, you know. When Jesus called him by Matthew, the name Matthew, the gift of Yahweh, the gift of Jehovah, please follow me. He left everything and followed Jesus Christ. When Jesus called John and James, Matthew 4, they left everything, met everything, and even their father, and they followed Jesus Christ. So here, Peter left everything and followed Jesus Christ. Unless we leave all our worldly systems, and of course we are in the world, we can't do that, but we must focus on Jesus' ministry. We must be very much willing to follow Jesus Christ, where He leads us, what He wants us to do. We have to know that, and we have to follow Him wholeheartedly. Then we can see success in our lives. May the great God bless us. Thank you so much. This is our Bible school in Orissa. So about 8 students were graduated 2 years ago. You can see Pastor Doug is standing backside and Pastor Kishore is there. So now already they are in the mission field, working in the villages. These 8 guys are mostly persecuted, you know. Mostly his father and he, like, they made them like whole naked, you know, in the village. They tied them in the village, wow, middle of the village, and they buried them very heavily. And even like they dragged their wives, and they did all sorts of service. So they are like, almost all are like persecuted brothers. And now they are rejoicing with joy, you know, in the ministry field. And this is like where I have started my ministry in 2000 years. Before coming to Greater Gates, I used to go for outreach and village to village to share the good news. And during this time, about three times, I was beaten and I was kept in a room. They locked me in a room. And I was just sharing with Pastor Jomi that once even they were trying to cut my hands and legs, you know, in a village. But praise God that God has saved me, saved my life, you know, so that I can come and see you. So this is like a morning prayer. Pastor John Kenny is here. Yeah, he sometimes comes to Orissa and helps us. So we had a prayer time in the morning. In Orissa, we like early in the morning, 5 o'clock, we wake up and sit and read the Word of God, you know. That's the time. This is a widow. She was a beggar, but God helped me to support her, and now we are supporting her like 10 kgs of rice every month, and she is very happy. She is a Christian lady. She believed through our ministry. Now she is very happy with the Lord, you know. God put in my heart that I should do some widow's ministry. Because in like Titus 1:27 says that it is pure and holy work before the Lord. So
you have 200
We have 200 widows actually. Some pictures will come. They are our like orphans. Like here is this girl and this boy. Like they were about to die because their mother is AIDS lady. She was trying to kill herself, and even she was trying to kill these two like children. When Pastor Carl was there about 4 years ago, that lady came to Pastor Carl and said, Pastor, you do something like that, you know. And Pastor Carl told, okay, let your children grow and we will try to help. And after that, Pastor Carl became sick, you know. And that lady was insisting me, like, you keep, your pastor told, so you take the children. And finally she was ready to kill them by putting some poisons, you know. Mm-hmm. And my heart, I was very much troubled in my heart. Being a pastor, what I'm doing, like, it is better to adopt them in my family. Though there is no support, there was no support, but I brought them in and I shared my children's food with them. Mm-hmm. And this boy, he doesn't have any title, you know. Who is his father? He doesn't know. Mm-hmm. So I call him Jabez Lima. I gave him my name, you know.
Oh.
All children are like that. And that white child, like, he is my son. He loves them, so he's standing with them. Sorry for that. Yeah. This is our film ministry. We have Jesus' film with us. They are the gypsies, just staying around us, and I always give them gospel, and I invite them to see Jesus' film. Many people, they accepted Jesus Christ. This is in 2008 and 9, when Pastor Shala came to Mumbai conference. He was listening to all our stories, you know, how the church went through the persecution in Orissa. He was very much amazed to hear all the stories, and he prayed for me. And from that year, I'm seeing much fruit, you know. That time there was no people coming to the Lord, but since that time, it started growing in my ministry in Orissa. Many people came, and now we have more than 100 people in the church. So he prayed for me, prayed for our team. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Pastor Shala, he's speaking, he's just encouraging us from the Word of God. Yeah, this is our village Bible study. From this house I have started my ministry, actually. Mm-hmm. And this lady is my first church member. Mm-hmm. She used to sell wines, you know. And near to her house there is a temple, very famous temple called Majigori, Ma Majigori temple. People all around India, they come, they visit just to shave their heads. And so she used to sell about in a day 20,000 rupees wine. But when she accepted Jesus, she left everything.
Wow.
She left everything, and since 8 years she's so faithful, and God is helping her, you know. She's doing some other jobs, this and that. She's very happy. Yeah.
What's her name?
Her name is Bhanu.
Bhanu?
Yeah, Bhanu. She's the first member of our church. She's so faithful and very glad now. While she was selling wines and liquors, she was not happy because the money was coming and going somewhere. But now she's very happy, you know. Whatever God is supplying them, it's multiplying. Yeah. This is the outreach. We have a paper factory there. About 10,000 people they work. And Pastor Melvin is here, you know, standing. Sometimes he comes to India. He helps us, Orissa, and helps us. So we just went to the factory, and we do outreaches there. These people are like Dongoria Kondo in Orissa. In Orissa, I think they have only 3,000 Dongoria Kondos now living, not more than the tribe Dongoria Kondo. And the name of Jesus has not entered to their tribe. So we are praying, and I have been going there, and many people are coming to the Lord. I have baptized many people. They come from mountain villages to the church. So they are like Dongoria Kondo people. Like, they never wear this and this, you know, something like that. Nowadays, a little bit changing all that. Yeah. This is our conference in Orissa. We call pastors from everywhere, here and there, those who love the Word of God. And we do some conferences. It is more than 300 people are sitting here. This is Pastor Atul is preaching.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like the train station. We go and pass out the gospel tract. We tell them the name of Jesus. Yeah.
Do you actually ride the train to evangelize, or do you just go to the station?
We go to the station. Sometime we go ride the trains, you know. Yeah, this is like myself. I'm coming from a jungle area. Like I went to a village, no roads, you know. Sometime I have to drag the bike. Sometime I sit on the bike. Sometime I have to drag the bike. You know? So it's really very like that day. I entered in a jungle, and elephants and bears are there. The night I was wandering there, because that was my first time to go there. It is in Kalahandi district. I thought my life is finished, you know. But God saved me that night. There was a friend of mine, Magira, Pastor Magira. He told me, "Pastor, let's go to my village, because we cooked food for you, chicken and this and that." And we left in the evening. Meanwhile, it became very dark, and we just entered in a jungle. That is that day it happened, you know. I supported a pastor there to build a small church building. I had about 5,000 rupees. So he's a very faithful guy, so I thought it's better to give him. So I went to inaugurate that church that day. Yeah. So these widows are from Kalahandi and Kandamal border, where the persecution took place. I think these widows, like most of them, are like the martyrs' wives, those who sacrificed their lives for Jesus during the persecution, and we support them. We give them rice and dal, something like that. They have their own children, so their husbands died. So God spoke to me that it's better to help them. They are in a helpless condition. Yeah. Yeah, they are our orphan kids. Yeah. This is
my sister.
Yeah, my daughter is there.
Which one is your daughter?
She is my daughter, Elizabeth. Yeah.
And
yeah. And my son, John Livingstone.
John Livingstone.
Yeah, John Livingstone. Yeah. He wants to be a pastor, you know. I asked him, "What do you want to be in future?" So he said, "I want to be a pastor." So I praise God for that. Yeah. Here, Pastor Carl, when he was in good health, he used to come to Orissa. I think 4 times he came to Orissa. When he comes to Orissa, people love to hear him, you know. And people, many people, they get their feedback that we never heard such type of messages what Pastor Carl is preaching. So still now the people are asking me, "Where is Pastor Carl?" So I'm just translating his messages. Yeah. Pastor Carl is encouraging and comforting all the widows there, and the widows came, and he's just giving some kind words to them. Actually, we support all these widows. They're very needy, helpless. Yeah.
That's the rice bags.
The rice bags are here.
Yeah.
Rice bags are here.
Okay.
Yeah. This is in Raigada district. We are doing it in 4 districts. We have more than 200 widows. Yeah. Yeah. This lady is from Dongariya Kondo area, you know. She is from strong Hindu family, and her husband died, and when I went there, she accepted Jesus Christ, and I saw her like amazing faith, you know. The day she accepted, she never stopped coming to the church. She comes from about 50 kilometers to the church. 50 kilometers. She walks for about 10 kilometers, comes to the road, get some bus or something, tractor or something, she comes. And every week she comes. Yesterday she was there. I was talking to my wife.
Oh, I see.
She pays her traveling charges. And also every week She brings her tithe, you know, whatever God helps her. So the village people, once they called a meeting in the mountain. They called a meeting and the village chief asked her, why you accepted Jesus Christ? You better quit Jesus Christ. So she said, I cannot do that because he is my savior. He died for me. I am very happy with Jesus. They said, we will cut your neck. She said, okay, if you want to do that, I am happy. If I live for Jesus, if I die for Jesus, she said. And nothing happened, you know. People just there murmuring and trying to do something, but they are not doing anything. Instead, a miracle happened. Those were very much against of her. They were just telling her, warning her that we will kill you, we will do this and that. She was praying. She says that she was praying. And after 1-2 weeks, there was disturbance came to that village. Somebody from that tribe took a girl from another tribe. The whole village people, they came with knife, sword and arrow to that village. And the village people, those were trying to kill her, they ran away from that village. The village was like for about 1 month, no one was there, you know. See the miracle. And also you can see the water. During the rain, I took her. Actually, there were some other people, they gone through baptism during the rain, and it is like the water was very much strong and flowing very fast, and I baptized her. So for about 5 years she is so faithful, and the happiest thing is that she is leading many people to Christ. She is very much dare to share her testimony to the high level people, you know. She doesn't know how to read and write, illiterate. But when she speaks the name of Jesus to everyone. So I am happy, and she always joins in our team whenever I go for outreach programs. Yeah. Her name is Mukta. The first one is Vanu.
Oh yeah, that's right.
They are the widows in Kandamal district, very much persecuted widows. So in the winter season, Kandamal is very much cold in Orissa. So because of the cold, many widows even die. So sometime instead of rice, I try to give them some blankets so that they can cover their body. So please pray for them. He's our pastor, yeah. This is my family, yeah. He's our pastor actually. He's already been there for 4 years with me. This year he's going to take his certificate, like graduation. His name is Prashant Malik. He's from Hindu background. Yeah, Hindu background, very much strong. His parents have not come to the Lord still. They persecute him. So he's very faithful, working with us.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, this is my family. My wife Sumitra and my daughter Elizabeth, John, and myself. Yeah. This lady, the widow, she was a beggar. She's from Raigada, where I stay, live, and beggar, and also she can't see, blind lady. So she's very she heard the gospel through our ministry. She's very faithful. She has given up her life to Jesus Christ. So we gave her some rice and sometimes saris, blanket. And she's very much happy. She's not begging anymore, you know. Yeah, these are the widows in Raigada. So we give them some saris and rice. Yeah, I'm preaching in a village. Preaching the gospel to the village people. Very strong Hindu. You know, they never allow Christian people. They never allow preachers to come in. But God helped me to go there. And I am just standing on the street and preaching the gospel to them. And many people they accepted. I think more than 15 people were being baptized by me, you know, from this village. This is called Kilapodaro village. Yeah. This is our outreach in the mountain villages. We take our New Testament and the gospel tracts and we go to the villages, village to village, and share the gospel. Yeah. Yeah. Like in Kandamal, after the persecution, I think 2010 and 11, I just baptized this group of people. You can see the water, you know. It was very thick, very dirty, but because of the persecution, the Hindu people were not allowing the Christians to drink the water, top good water. And that was the summer season, so everywhere like the water was dried out. So we thought it is better to baptize them somewhere. So we were just looking for a place where we will baptize. Finally, we got this pond and we went to that pond and baptized them. I think 11 people they took baptism that day. That is Sindriga. The church is fully destroyed still now. It is in the same condition. So now, I think when I left Orissa, I sent some money, about 30,000 rupees, to bring some sands and bricks, because so far the church is in the same condition. So now they have started constructing and we need some more help for that. Yeah. Yeah, this is in Kandamal district. And this is an amazing story. When I baptized these 11 men and women, because of that water, the water is very dirty, and my body, like skin, started very much itching, you know. I could not tolerate that. So I was just wondering where to get some water to wash my body. And finally, what we did, this was a dried river. We went to that river. This is the pastor, and this is a village where I baptized. This is a village, that village. So we went there and we prayed, "Lord, we need some water." And then we started digging all the sands, you know. Immediately the water came out.
Oh, man.
And I took bath there. We drank that water. We really enjoyed and we praised the Lord there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus love.
Yeah, this is the church which was burnt and destroyed in 2008. Still, like, it is in the same condition. Please pray for that. Yeah. Yeah, and this is the widows from Gajapati district. Can you go back one picture? This man. I was just talking to you, Pastor. This man was persecuting me. Okay, he used to persecute me. His name is Abhimanyu. And 5 years ago, he accepted Jesus through our ministry. Now he became the main disciple of my ministry, you know. He is following me everywhere.
<That's it. laughs>
Yeah. Yeah, these widows are from Gajapati district. Yeah. And this is a village called Rindavali. We have a church there, Gadagas church there, small church, about 65 to 70 people, in a top on the mountain. So when I went there, I saw that there was no water even to take bath or to drink, you know. Monthly once, twice they used to take bath, because there was no water, no river, no pump water or something, because that's up in the mountain. No vehicle can go there. So I was just praying what to do, and finally Mumbai church, they supported me some money. So we went there and we dug a well there, and now plenty of water is available there.
Good.
They can drink, they can bathe. 1,000 people can survive with that water. So they are very much happy. So rejoicing, they are praising the Lord, you know. Yeah. See the water, how much clean that is. You know. On the mountain, that is. Top on the mountain, we got that.
How much does it cost to get a well?
It costed about 1,20,000 something.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
No electricity, just.
No electricity. Up in the mountain and no electricity.
Just a straight well.
Yeah, we just dug it by hand.
Okay.
We hired some people, men. They did that, and the water came. Yeah. See, this widows are from Kalahandi district. After giving some rice, they are very happy. They are just heading towards their villages, praising the Lord. And many widows are like persecuted, and their husbands died during the persecution. Yeah. This is like my team, like my students, those who work with me. So we are just trying to go to some other villages, mountain villages. So we have to go past this river. We don't have any road there. So we are just trying to go to a village there, because God spoke to us that we should go there and reach with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah. This is our Bible distribution program. There are many people who have received Jesus Christ, but they don't have Bible to read, you know. We have very limited Bible in Odia language. So I was just praying for that, and God blessed me. Sometime people help me to buy some Bible. So I just go to the mountain villages and distribute the Bible. You can see the mountain. This is also a very like hilly area, top on a hill. So people were very happy to receive Bible, you know. Yeah. Yeah. So I would like to request you, please pray for a ministry in Orissa. And my vision is to reach the unreached villages, Romans 15:20, you know, where there is like, it's my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, Christ was not named. That is my vision. And 1 Corinthians 9:16, "Woe unto me if I do not preach the gospel." These two verses, they compel me to go to the villages and share the gospel, because I have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, you know, Romans 14:12. And 2 Corinthians 5:10, I have to give my account what I did for Jesus Christ. So I'm just preparing for that. Thank you so much for the time.